This podcast is brought to you by the new site, EdenPureHowie.com. Save $20 on any of their products, plus get free shipping. Go to EdenPureHowie.com and put in code word MYDEALS. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
And we're back. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley on this beautiful, sunny Tuesday afternoon. If you want to be part of the conversation, give us a call at 844-500-4242. As we were speaking earlier, illegal immigration, not Trump's fault. He wanted the wall, but Biden keeps
blaming him. Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
I know. So, and last month, we just learned that in October, that illegals crossing the border up 128%. It was already way up this summer, and now in October, 128% increase. This is nuts. This is absolutely nuts. It's an invasion of our country. So I thought we'd talk to my favorite sheriff, the guy that has the most guts in Massachusetts, always fighting the good fight to stop illegal immigration. We go to Sheriff Tom Hodgins. Good afternoon, Sheriff. Thanks for joining us.
Holly, thanks for having me. It's great to be with you.
So did you see those numbers today, 128%?
Yeah, and those were, you know, they're talking about the illegal aliens that they confronted and caught. They're not even able to count the ones that weren't confronted when they got across the border and actually got into the country. So the numbers are startling. And what ought to really concern the listeners and all the people of this country is the sort of underhanded efforts that the Biden administration is making to, in the cloak of darkness, push these people into our communities across the country. And what most people don't know, Holly, because it hasn't been reported on, Secretary Mayorkas, under the Biden administration, they have set up what they call 10 documentation sites across the United States. That's 10 locations that they designated. Boston happened to be one of them, where anyone that's crossing over the border will be they'll walk up to a border agent, say, where are you heading? Well, for instance, we want to go to Massachusetts. Okay, that's one of the 10 designation sites. Do you have an address? They'll throw out some address. There's no way to verify it. So the agent will then say, okay, here is the address of the Burlington office in Boston. When you arrive there, you need to check in and register. They will give you a court date, a notice to appear, which is probably going to be at least 5 or more years down the road, to determine whether or not you can remain in the country. And they're going to give you, in a number of the cases, they're going to give you a piece of paper that will be used by you if you want to go out and get a job. Now, I think you and I had spoken before about the fact, and this was all revealed in the Pew Research Report, that Massachusetts led the United States between 2007 and 2017 as having the highest influx of illegal aliens.
Well, because we give out the best benefits.
Yes. Well, here's the problem. Not only were we leading in that category, but guess who's leading now in the 10 site locations, the documentation destinations in the United States? Massachusetts. Oh. In July, they had 21 people that they were signing in. Between July and today, they have over 116,000 who've shown up there at the Burlington office.
In Massachusetts?
In Massachusetts. The rope lines, Holly, are like, particularly after weekends, it's like walking up to the front of Disney World when people are getting ready to go in. This is how bad it is. And the people are coming up in Uber.
Why isn't this making the press?
Well, because it's not something that the federal government's going to reveal to anybody. I just happened to be able to go up there myself and witness it, but I was able to get information.
Did you get any video?
We got actually some pictures, but the important thing is, I mean, they in one instance, the one of the agents had come out, and a guy was one of the people that was there to be registered. They're waiting in the line, and he looked over, and he thought someone was trying to break into one of the government vehicles that was parked nearby. As he walked over, he realized the guy was urinating on the car and not trying to break into it. There was another day, someone went out and saw an entire family with food spread out all over the front hood of one of the SUVs that belonged to the ICE operation. And this is, you know, these people are dropping garbage on the ground. It's out of control. And you have to ask yourself, where are these people going? Because what we've learned is 50% of the addresses that are being given are not legitimate addresses. So basically, they have no idea where these people are, where they're going. And if you think for one second that they're going to show up 5 years later at some courthouse for some hearing.
No. I didn't fall off the turnip truck last night.
Right. So what really should really upset all of us in this country are the blatant lies being told by Secretary Mayorkas. Today, again, he said the border is secure. I mean, does he really think the American people are that stupid? Does he really? I mean, how insulting to sit there while we're watching these people pour in, and now we're seeing the crimes. You heard about the guy in Florida that came in as a minor, was actually 24 years old. The man took him in, and he killed the family.
I know.
We just had another one. There's a rape that happened, I think, yesterday. And this is going to happen more and more. And that's why myself and sheriffs across this nation are so angry and upset, because unlike President Biden and his administration, who took the same oath we did, we are not going to turn our backs on the people of this country and undermine the rule of law. If they don't like the laws, then you change them. But nobody elected you to decide for yourselves which people you think should have to follow the laws and which ones don't. Because the ones that you don't want to have to follow the law are to your personal political advantage at the expense of other people.
Is there anything we could do, Sheriff, about shutting down this facility up in Burlington? I mean, why are we taking in 100,000 illegal immigrants? We are, as you know, we already had a huge number, and we spend $2 billion each year on taxpayer-funded benefits for illegals. It's going to be now $3 billion at this rate.
Right, and that's a great question, Holly. But first of all, you know, it was 116,000. But on top of that, you got to remember, there's a whole host of them that don't even show up to do what they were supposed to do, which is to check in. So you're talking more than 116,000. I'm just talking about the ones that showed up there. And the other thing that ought to really raise concerns to all of us, and again, it's just this consistent hypocrisy and lack of interest in taking care of the American people. When President Biden last week pointed his finger at a press conference and started angrily yelling that if you were separated from your child at the border, you deserve to have some payment.
No, you deserve to go be forced back into the country you came from because you knew what the rules are, right? I mean, you know what the rules are.
Yeah, and on top of that, what really got me at the moment was the obvious, which is this. How dare you? How dare you say that if you were separated from your children at the border when you brought them in illegally in violation of the law and that they should get paid? My question to you is, where the hell was your anger, Mr. President? And Mr. Mayorkas, who have known about this going on for years and years and years, that angel moms and dads in this nation have had their children separated from them forever. And what
compensation?
And how about your outrage about the loss of an American life at the expense of people you're sanctioning and have been? You've known about it since you were in Congress, Mr. President, and Mr. Mayorkas, who worked under as a deputy secretary of of Homeland Security under Obama. You've known this was going on and people were being killed during those 10 years. Why did you decide that you were going to ignore that again and send the message to the angel moms and dads who've already lost their children? You know what? Your kids didn't matter then, and the ones that are going to die tomorrow and the next day, they don't matter either, because my politics is more important. And that's the truth. Nobody wants to say it, but that's the reality, Holly. And the American people ought to be outraged that now they've been supplanted. Instead of the good guys being rewarded for doing the right things in life, we now have had everything flipped on its head. All of the efforts of government are to focus on the bad guys, who they're claiming are the good guys, and the good guys now are the bad guys because they've done the right things and they've been able to get ahead in life. And therefore, somehow, because they've done that, they make it appear that we've made the others feel subservient or not fairly treated. It's outrageous. It's un-American. It's un-American as it can be.
Is there any way to get the site shut down in Massachusetts? I mean, all 10 sites. Or do we just have to reelect Trump and get him back? I mean, to stop craziness like this.
Well, you know, we've got 3 more years to go of this.
I know. Don't remind me.
Yeah. But you know what? I've always said this, Holly, look, and I've told sheriffs all over the country this, and we all agree that we were chosen at this time in history, all of us. Our parents and our grandparents had different challenges that were really threatening the welfare of America and our future, and they stood up. And the question that we have to ask ourselves that are now placed at this time in history as the American people, not Democrats and Republicans, as the American people who, by our parents and so forth, have been passed on all the values and principles of this great nation, whether or not we're going to do something very different, and that our children will say of us that, well, my mom, my dad, my grandfather, my grandmother had the opportunity to stop this country from spiraling downward. They did nothing. I don't think any of us want that said of us, and it's certainly not the example that had been set for us and passed on to us by our parents, our grandparents, and so forth. So the question then for us is, are we going to join together as Americans, not Democrats, Republicans, as Americans, and fight for the ideals of this nation and reclaim the values and principles of that Constitution so that we pass on to our children and our grandchildren a safer, more prosperous nation? Uh-huh. Because that is our charge at this time in history.
It sure is. And Sheriff, I want to thank you for everything that you do, and thank you for letting us know about that site. I had no idea about that, and we're in the Ron DeSantis situation of, like, stop shipping them here, I guess. Thank you, Sheriff, for joining us, and always keep up the good work. Really appreciate it. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley. We'll be right back after this short break.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
And we're back. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley today. If you'd like to be part of the conversation, please give us a call at 844-500-4242. I thought breaking news was that illegal immigration, we saw an increase nationwide of 128%. But now learning, and we talked last week about how DeSantis is having all these plane rides of illegals being dumped into Florida. And now, I guess, Jared, we're having them dumped here as well to the tune of 116,000. And that's, the sheriff said, that's the people who actually showed up to the place to check in.
Even if you say 50% of the people showed up, which seems to be about, you know, you would think that'd be the average. I mean, that's 232,000 people.
Right.
Potentially. I don't want to.
Well, and the last time I looked at immigration numbers, illegal immigration numbers here in the state of Massachusetts, we had about 223,000 of them. So this is this is potentially a doubling of the population out there to 500,000 illegal immigrants in the state of Massachusetts. Now, we know with the 225,000 that's out there that have been there, it was costing the state of Massachusetts $2 billion for health care, for welfare benefits, housing benefits, but it, that doesn't include education costs. And so now we're talking about $4 billion. So I don't know why we're spending any money on food insecurity when we've got this huge problem of illegal immigration. And I didn't know about that facility up there. And I consider myself pretty well informed of what's happening.
Yeah, I'd not heard of that one.
No. And I think that's where we should go protest. We should go protest and shut that down. I mean, we got to stop the plane flights from coming here to Massachusetts. I thought everything was going to Texas, staying in Texas and going to Florida because the president, but if we have to have a detention center, I think it should be in Cambridge. Not a detention center, a check-in station for the illegal immigrants. I think it should go to Cambridge.
Why not do it on Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket?
Nantucket would be good.
Isolated, there's plenty of space, there's plenty of accommodations, big housing. Do it there.
This is bad. This is really bad. And no wonder why the Democrats don't seem all that worried about what happened in Virginia and New Jersey, because their plan is just to let all these unregistered Democrats into the states to keep the states blue.
Yeah, they just need names on a list, really. That's what they need. And they just got 116,000 of them that we know of.
Right. In the state of Massachusetts, we still don't allow illegal immigrants to get a driver's license, thank God. But in the state of New York, they do allow illegal immigrants to get a license. And at the time you get the license, you can register to vote. And so I'm sure, how many you think are going to New York?
Yeah. And when they say you can register to vote, that means they check off the D
right
next to your name when they give you your license.
Well, yeah, that does happen.
You know what? I may have to change the poll question. I'm losing faith that the red wave is going to hit us.
Oh, I am too. So speaking of that, today's poll question is brought to you by Cape Gun Works and Gun Shop. Looking for something to do inside this fall? Get to Cape Gun Works and check out their state-of-the-art gun range. It's awesome. Cape Gun Works in Hyannis at capegunworks.com. What's the poll question?
Will the red wave hit Massachusetts or bypass it?
I think I'm going negative now.
After hearing the sheriff, I am firmly in the bypass camp.
This is really bad. Where's Baker? Well,
he's playing basketball somewhere. 72% believe it will bypass, and that'll probably go up.
I think it'll go up. I am quite upset about these numbers here. Where's Baker? Where's Baker? He should be shutting this place down. He should be doing the Ron DeSantis. We don't want them here. Protect our borders, secure our borders. But I didn't see him. I dream.
I didn't see him at Michelle Wu's swearing in. I'm sure he was there. But there was the picture of Ayanna Pressley, Markey, and Elizabeth Warren. And it's just the most stale looking picture ever.
I'm going to barf.
Yeah. It's like name this band. Incorrect answers.
Yeah. I'm going to barf. Anyways, we'll be right back after this short break. You want to stay tuned? Illegal immigrants being shipped to Massachusetts. You heard it here first.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
And we're back. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you'd like to be part of the conversation, give us a call at 844-500-4242. We had Sheriff Hodgkins on a little bit earlier, and he was telling us 116,000 illegal immigrants up in Burlington being checked in. Thank you, Joe Biden. The state of Massachusetts spends already $2 billion with the amount coming in. That's going to go up to $4 billion. $4 billion. Ay. And the libs come scream at me because we stopped automatic gas tax hikes that saved taxpayers $2 billion. So, you know, that's where you could have found the savings. Anyways, let's go to the callers. Zebra, you're on next with Holly Robichaud. Good afternoon, Zebra.
Yeah, good afternoon, Holly. Thanks to the sheriff and all the sheriffs out there that are defending the Constitution daily. We do appreciate you, even though you don't get the good press you should. I hate to look at something on the worst-case scenario, but it seems to be going there. The only hope for the Democrats is that if COVID has a resurgence, and what better way to keep COVID on the headlines than to be shipping a percentage of unvaccinated infected immigrants around the country?
Such a good point, Zebra. You are right. I was thinking you were going to say the one way to keep the COVID thing up is keep Fauci in office so he can just, as you know, he wants to just get his name in the press. So, but yeah, if you're shipping them in, they've got COVID. But we're going to have another surge. Watch out in Burlington, huh?
Yeah, all mail-in voting. Got to go back to mail-in voting like in 2020. Hey, you know, and these people play a long, vicious long game. If you look back in their history, progressives in charge during Prohibition literally poisoned alcohol and killed 50,000 people. This was reported on a Channel 2 PBS documentary. I don't know if they're right, but
and it's PBS.
Just to get PBS, yeah.
I'm being
PBS,
sarcastic.
And they, that's right. Thank you for the correction. But you know, they don't care. They're long game, big picture. They don't care about individuals.
No, the Democrats. I have to say, they are like on Star Trek, the Borg. They just keep coming and coming and coming. No matter how much you try to stop them, they just keep coming. And they, even when they lose the issue and people like reject them, they just they remarket it and put it out there. And I can how many times in the state of Massachusetts during the 90s have we just said no to illegal immigration? But now you keep seeing these Democrats keep filing bills to give licenses to illegal immigrants and just try to wear people down. We cannot afford to be worn down. And if you're a legislator, and there's a lot of people on the bill, I should look it up tonight. There's a lot of legislators that are on the bill for giving licenses here in the state of Massachusetts. We've got to make our effort. I always thought once we got rid of Deval Patrick out of office, they'd repeal in-state tuition, but once again, I'm being a Hollyanner on that one. I thought for sure that that Baker might do something about that. I know he doesn't support licenses for illegal immigrants, and maybe I should qualify at this time. He doesn't support it, but you never know. If I was the governor, though, I would be outraged about what's going on up there in Burlington, and he needs some help on the right side. So this would be a moment for him to go up there and say, shut this place down. No, 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 no. We don't want we don't want them. We can't afford it here in the state of Massachusetts, but I am being a Hollyanna on that one. I also wanted to mention a couple of other things that are going on up there at the State House. And I found this one kind of funny. Well, not funny, but Karen Spilka, the Senate president, the morning briefings at the State House News Service was that she was going to the White House and then to be part of the signing bill for the infrastructure bill. But then all of a sudden she came down ill and couldn't make it. Is that, do you think a lot of Democrats are going to become ill so that they don't have to go see? Is this like Tom Brady when Tom Brady became ill and didn't want to go see Trump, even though his wife told him not to? Do you think that's one of these cases?
Yeah, 24-hour, 48-hour Biden bug, I believe.
Yeah, the Biden bug. You don't want to be seen with him. And they're saying that we could get $4 billion out of... I don't think that's enough out of that money that they just spent, $4 billion. I mean, that won't cure the tea.
Enough to refill the pension for two people.
Yeah. Then there's a couple of other things that are happening up there at the State House today. Reforming the legislature. Progressive Democrats of Massachusetts plan to call for major reforms of the legislative process based on a new report being released comparing the workings of the legislature in the Massachusetts with those of other states. It's a voluntary advocacy group, Progressive Democrats of Massachusetts. And the report, according to organizers, will recommend to improve efficiency, effectiveness, transparency, and diversity of the body. Transparency, I would just like to say, where have you been? Where have you been? Republicans have been screaming about this for the past two decades, that everything up there is done in secret at the State House. I can't wait to read this report. This should be humorous. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on next with Holly Robichaud. Good afternoon, Joe.
Hey, good afternoon, Holly. Thanks for taking my call, and great conversation with the sheriff. Opens a lot of people's eyes.
It scares the crap out of me, Joe.
It does myself, and I always thought that the slow drip of to destruction is what was happening, but now it's been turned on.
It's a faucet.
Stream.
116. Yep, and, that's a fire hose to destruction.
Yep. Now, how many of those 116,000 have been vaccinated? Do we know?
Not, as far as we know, none. I know Joe sent some vaccines down to the border, but he's got to be, with that many people coming in, he's got to be out of them. But do you think they'd show back up for their second shot, or are we just doing one-shot doses down there?
Yeah, right. Now, my point of real contention is this: licenses for illegal immigrants. Talk about pitting one state against another. Who's to say that, you know, New Hampshire wants to honor any Massachusetts license that's been granted to an illegal immigrant?
Right.
Who's to stop them from getting a car loan and zooming back down over the border? It just creates all kinds of chaos, and we know that's what the Democrats like to, you know, if they can get away with half of the chaos that they bring on to the American people, they're satisfied with that. Damn the collateral damage.
It's all about their power, Joe. That if they can get these people registered as their voters, it's all about them maintaining the power. Not what's in the best interest of our country. It's about them maintaining their power. Look at how they use their offices to fatten their wallets, a.k.a. Joe Biden with his son Hunter selling paintings. I can tell you, I'm not an art critic, but I can pretty well tell you that little Hunter Biden is no artist. And it's disgusting.
Art's in the eye of the beholder, Holly. Come on.
That could be tomorrow's poll question. Is Hunter Biden an artist? And we will see how many beholders think he's an artist. I bet that will be 99-1.
Blowing ink through a straw is the new frontier of art.
It's not. Have you seen his stuff?
Yes.
It's not good. I guess when they're just filling, there's no shame in that, right? I have a conscience. I could never do that. I could never, ever think to do that and say, oh, this painting that I just threw paint on to the canvas, $20,000. Thank you very much. And take it from sleazy people or Chinese people that are, you know, have something to gain from getting access to the White House. But the Clintons have to be like, Joe, this was inventive on shaking people down and laundering money.
Yeah, we had a foundation in books, but this is great.
This takes the cake, because as Jared says, art is in the eye of the beholder, right? So, I mean, they could call it, look, even conservative Jared says art is in the eye of the beholder, so he can charge whatever he wants. Jared, you shouldn't have said that.
The sucker's willing to pay it.
It's not a sucker.
No,
it's somebody
not.
Who's
it's
wanting to buy
yes.
right access. Okay, let's be clear about that. That's not a sucker. That's somebody buying access to the White House. Well, so much to talk about. Coming up next is the Howie Carr crossover. I want to ask Howie, did he know about all those illegal immigrants? But first, Jared, you've got a special message.
Yeah, good news. Our friends at Eden Pure have launched a new website that features special deals and discounts on Eden Pure products that only listeners to Howie and Grace can get access to. That website is EdenPureHowie.com. EdenPureHowie.com. Eden Pure has been in business for more than 16 years, and they're nationally known for the innovative products for better living. They started with a portable infrared heater and then expanded into air purifiers. You hear us talk about that with a thunderstorm. Vacuums, air coolers, which I'm looking into, and plenty more. The products have become a staple in homes across America, helping people save their hard-earned money. And everybody needs that now, especially with these Biden energy prices. So go to EdenPureHowie.com and use the code word MYDEALS. That's M-Y. D-E-A-L-S, my deals. And with that code, you will save $20 on any product and you'll get free shipping. And the my deals code also includes the thunderstorm, as I talked about, the Gen 40 heater, which you've heard us talk about, any of the products on there. That's EdenPureHowie.com and use code word my deals to get an additional $20 discount on any product as well as free shipping.
We'll be right back after this short break.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Grace Curley is your perfect lunch day.
Bread, $2 extra.
$2, but everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3!
What?
No soup for you!
This is The Grace Curley Show.
And we're back. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. And joining us right now is Howie Carr for the crossover. Good afternoon, Howie. How's it going?
Hi, Holly. It's going great.
All right. Well, I think we have comparable weather up here, just a little bit cooler, but beautiful today.
Yeah, it's a nice day down here as well. And I've been enjoying it, and I will continue to enjoy it.
Well, a couple of things I wanted to mention to you. One, did you hear that with Sheriff Hodgkins about what's going on up in Burlington, that he went outside this place where they're checking in illegal immigrants, and he says 116,000 up there in Burlington have been shipped to Massachusetts.
I know. I talked to him when he was down here at Mar-a-Lago a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about that. It's just amazing what's going on here. And there was a man, an elderly man, was killed in Manassas, Virginia, by an illegal alien hit and run driver last night. And you have in Utah, you have a guy, an illegal alien, is pleading guilty this week to killing four Americans. And it's just you saw what happened in Jacksonville, Florida, a couple of weeks ago with another illegal alien. I mean, the crime is just breathtaking. And the Biden solution is to put all illegal aliens on welfare, all of them. And Mayorkas is being asked about it today in a Senate hearing.
We just can't afford this, Howie. We just cannot. Here in the state of Massachusetts, it's $2 billion, and that doesn't even include education costs. With how many they're coming in, that's going to be a doubling. That's going to be $4 billion
right.
at least.
No, I talked to a teacher over the weekend, I mentioned it yesterday on my show. I won't say what city she's in, but she has four illegal aliens from Guatemala, and this is in one classroom, suddenly arrived. And they're all just living, on welfare. Everybody in the family's on welfare. They got two or three families living in an apartment. And, there's going to be crime. There's going to be contagious diseases. None of them speak a word of English. They're not going to work. I mean, it's just, it's beyond the welfare. It's just the societal disintegration of bringing in huge groups of people that will take generations to assimilate. And the Democrats don't care. And they're turning their voters into Republicans. That's the insanity of it. I mean, I know the long-term goal is to create this dependent underclass that's always going to vote Democrat and always going to be need the grandees like Chuck Schumer, as he was called at the White House yesterday, and the rest of them. But it's not going to work in the short term. They're irritating the hell out of their own constituents by destabilizing the society for no reason.
Yeah, I saw, I didn't get a chance to get into it today, but there's a new poll out, and the people that did it were, they also did focus groups where they brought in women down in Virginia that voted for Biden, voted for the former governor, and then voted for Glenn Youngkin, and they're trying to figure out why they have switched from Democrat to Republican, and they're not getting great answers. Oh, obviously the schools, but they also feel that Democrats just don't represent any values.
They don't represent any values, obviously, and they just they're just alibiing for all this dysfunction. In fact, they're in favor of the dysfunction, and it's going to come back to bite them. I think I certainly hope it does. You know,
oh, it's got to. We need to make sure that we all get voter ID passed and that we stop illegal immigrants from voting and stop the craziness that the Democrats are trying to force upon us. Hey, were you surprised that COVID didn't come up between President Biden and the Chinese president? They just seem to miss that subject after talking for 3.5 hours.
You never bring up uncomfortable subjects with your boss. That's right. The way it works, you know. I mean, and
his good old friend.
He gave Hunter Biden the Chinese gave Hunter Biden $1.5 billion. That buys a lot of good leavings alone. Yes, friendship. Hands and bucks across the water.
Friendship. And then last thing, Kyle Rittenhouse getting nervous that they haven't come out with a verdict yet?
No, I think it's going to take a while.
You do?
Cases like this, it always takes a while. I'm not surprised that there's no verdict yet. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes into tomorrow or Thursday even.
Whoa.
I think we'll have one by the weekend though.
Nobody wants to come back on Monday.
No. There's you always get a verdict by Friday.
Yep, I've seen that in many cases. So, Howie, what do you get coming up on the show today?
We're going to talk somewhat about Kyle Rittenhouse. We're going to have Andy Biggs, the congressman from Arizona, on in the third hour of the show. We're trying to get Steve Camerota on from the immigration group. Center for Immigration Studies to talk about this proposal to give all illegal children the so-called child tax care credits. I mean, they're already ripping off tens of billions of dollars a year with the earned income tax credits, illegal aliens and citizens, but mostly illegal aliens.
All right.
Disproportionately illegal aliens. Now you're going to put this on the mix.
Well, all
more
right.
More crime.
I'll be listening. Thanks, Howie.
Thanks.
I'll be back tomorrow filling in for Grace Curley.